Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org. Meanwhile, we are very happy to continue our weekly feature on the Roundtable entitled Ideas Matter, checking in with the public humanities. It's our chance to check in with the humanities councils throughout our seven-state area to discuss important ideas and why they do indeed matter. This morning, we spotlight the Connecticut Humanities Council and talk about the idea of public commemoration and lessons of history. Our guest is Dr. Matthew Warschauer, author, public historian, professor of history at Central Connecticut State University, chair of the Connecticut Civil War Commemoration Commission, and trustee of Connecticut Humanities. Dr. Warschauer, welcome to the Roundtable.
Morning, Ray. Thanks so much for having me on.
You know, history is such a fascinating topic, and so few of us nowadays take the time to look back. And I wonder, why do you think we have lost that?
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons, but I think one of the core problems is that we're losing entire generations of kids in the schools, and have been for quite some time, because we've got such a shift in focus on you know, what we're teaching. We're so focused on STEM right now, which is, of course, important, but, you know, it can't be the only thing we're doing.
Mm. Well, you know, it seems like everything is present. There's not a lot of future looking, and there's not a lot of past looking anymore. It's all the present, which I suppose is a good thing. But in a way, we've lost some of the story that made us what we are. And you look at the huge events that have happened in the last 10, 20 years, 9/11, the Sandy Hook tragedy. Our memories will fade, and things will change, and we will remember things differently. And who is the guardian of what really happened?
Well, you're hitting exactly the most important way to frame this. And what we're talking about really is the future of the past. And we have this tendency as Americans with, you know, how fast-paced our society is, and, you know, how we're you know, living in this immediate moment and not necessarily thinking of how that moment was shaped by what became before, or how that moment will shape our future, and how we need to remember that. Who, in fact, will be the guardians, and not even the guardians, but the guides of what is happening in our present. And we have so much going on in our society right now, with, as you say, with 9/11, with Sandy Hook. You know, I look at a lot of my students today, as well as, you know, my own family, my nieces and nephews, who are all in college, and they have lived very much shaped by a post 9/11 world, and you can't understand America nationally or internationally without understanding 9/11. And really, truly, it's people in the humanities that will think about that, will interpret it, will connect it with other things, and will keep that memory alive. It's why what we do is so important.
We're talking to Dr. Matthew Warschauer, author, public historian, professor of history at Central Connecticut State University. And, you know, Churchill famously said history is written by the victors. And I don't know whether you agree with that or disagree with that, but it does suggest that there are many histories and many subjective truths. And how does one focus that into what really happened?
Well, I think it's a great point, and I think generally speaking, Churchill is right. Though I do, you know, it makes me laugh. Obviously, that I do have to say that, you know, I've been focused for the last 5 or 6 years on Connecticut's involvement in the Civil War. We're in the midst of the 150th anniversary commemoration, and you know, I've been so focused on this. And the reason I'm saying I'm laughing is that, you know, the victors write the history, but the South has done a pretty darn good job as alleged losers in the Civil War to have written that history. And we are still wrestling with that. And so I think there's a lot of people and a lot of different aspects that come into shape what it is we think about and what we understand. And, you know, you want another more contemporary example of that? Consider, you know, the Enola Gay controversy at the Smithsonian a number of years ago at the 50th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb. You know, we were clearly victors in World War II. yet there is still controversy over how should the dropping of the bomb be discussed in society today. How do veterans feel about it? How do human rights-oriented people feel about it? So there's always elements, but that's what we should be doing to get at what are our society's values. We should be talking about these things.
You know, you mentioned the Civil War, and the Civil War, there is scholarship done all the time, continually. It is, the story has changed and is changing in small ways all the time. I have these old books at home, War with the South. They were written, you know, 1866 or something like that, chronicling every battle. But we have learned so much more. And so how do you know you've reached that point where, oh, yeah, we got it right now?
I don't know that you're ever going to reach that point. And that is one of the things about history that people have to understand is, you know, so many people think that history is just sort of the facts. It's this static information that never changes. And of course there are facts in history, but the interpretation of those facts, how we look at things in the past, how our society changes, you know, really probably one of the best examples, and you know, to back up for a second, we do have to understand that there has been more written about the American Civil War and Abraham Lincoln than on any other subject in American history. You know, legions of books have been written. But one of the great examples of this is, how did we look at the Civil War and the history of the causes of the war and the outcomes of the war prior to the Civil Rights era? How do we look at it after the Civil Rights era? It is quite literally like taking a pair of glasses that have a new prescription and putting them on. They allow you to see it in an entirely different way. And I think that as our society evolves, we do need to look back at past events because we're always changing.
An event like 9/11, now we'll talk about Sandy Hook in a moment, which is so recent in our memory that it hurts everyone, I think, who knows of the story, let alone those who were affected personally by it. But let's talk about 9/11 for just a moment. This happened now over a decade ago. The story is still unclear, and it's likely that this story will never be really known. And how, as a historian, do you deal with that fact?
Well, it's very similar to studying something like the Civil War, with its tremendous complexities that you can look at it from so many different angles. And, you know, historians and, humanities professionals from a variety of different fields have, in fact, been looking at it, and they will continue to look at it. They'll continue to dig things up. They'll continue to find new information. And, you know, we can never truly, truly know the past. We can know a lot about it. But that's one of the goals in these endeavors, is to try and gain a better perspective, a better understanding. You know, I've never given a talk at which somebody hasn't raised a point in the questions and answer period where I didn't go, you know, that's a really great point of view and something that I have to think more about. And I think that is the nature of human nature. And it's exactly what we should be doing. And it's about being introspective and about, you know, taking a mirror and looking at ourselves and trying to figure out, you know, this, you know, we often say that, and I hope your audience embraces the idea that, you know, this is a journey that we're on. It is a great marathon. Human society has continued to evolve, and let's hope that we allow ourselves to continue that journey, and that includes exploring our past and our present.
Dr. Matthew Warschauer, professor of history at Central Connecticut State University, chair of the Connecticut Civil War Commemoration Commission, and trustee of Connecticut Humanities. Thanks for being here. Very interesting. I wish we had a whole hour to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
We post all of our segments online at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.